Blackstone Audio presents Between Two Worlds, How the English Became Americans by Malcolm Gaskill. This book is read by Gildert Jackson. For Ed and Audrey Gaskill, who brought me into this world. Leaving the old, both worlds at once they view, that stand upon the threshold of the new. Edmund Waller, 1685. Preface. In the 17th century, more than 350,000 English people crossed the Atlantic to America. They were a mixed lot, male and female, young and old, rich and poor, rural and urban. Motives varied. There were those who fled poverty or persecution, and those who went to open trade routes or build estates, to explore and exploit. Some were coerced, including reprieved felons, prisoners of war, kidnapped children and adolescents put into service. Frequenters of dockside inns woke up on ships that had already weighed anchor to discover they had been forced into indentured servitude. Even willing apprentices had no idea what they were getting into, though they had time to reflect later as they sweated on distant plantations. Migrants went to join relatives, to preach and proselytize, to take jobs, or to satisfy their curiosity about the new world. Some people intending to visit found themselves extending their stays, sometimes indefinitely. Others, who had resolutely forsaken England, slunk back, disillusioned or ruined, homesick for the place of their birth. America was a land of promise, even a promised land, but viewed from across the sea, amid howling wolves and prowling enemies, England could seem like a paradise lost. There was no single America. English settlements on the Atlantic seaboard stretched from Newfoundland in the north, down through Maine and New Hampshire, into Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania, and from there into the southern colonies of Maryland, Virginia, and the Carolinas. Bermuda and the Caribbean islands, principally Barbados and Jamaica, complete the picture. Life at a fishing station on the Avalon Peninsula.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?